News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins us on some restaurant scene news of the week. A couple events, too, to check out. Morning, Mark.
Hey, Bill.
Okay, let's talk about the restaurant business, and let's go to Lakewood here first. Talk to me about what Salt Plus and really the Urban Cafe are into and what the ownership's doing here.
Yeah, this was kind of a neat story. I mean, God knows you and I have talked about closings, and here we're talking about expansion.
Yeah.
Jessica Parkinson and Jill Veda, who owned Salt Plus in Lakewood, really an acclaimed restaurant, had announced a while ago they're going to be expanding to the Gordon Square neighborhood in the former Spice Kitchen. They're going to be opening Evelyn. That project is down the road a bit, but they're moving ahead with that. But recently they also announced they're going to be taking over Felice Urban Cafe. Now, this Eastside restaurant is really just fantastic. It was open for 14 years. A deal came up recently. The owners approached the Salt Plus owners, and they worked it out, and they are opening it as soon as they can. So Felice will be open through December 23rd, and then as soon as they can, over the next, who knows, weeks or a couple of months, Veda and Parkinson will be moving in there with Poppy. And it will not be the usual small place. They're going to have, I think, traditional style menu, salads, soups, appetizers, shareable plates, entrees. And they're a good team. They're smart businesswomen. Veda is an accomplished cook. Parkinson is a sommelier. They'll have an eclectic wine list.
Mm.
Veda has been a semifinalist for James Beard Awards 3 times, which is absolutely a huge feather, 3 feathers in her cap, actually. So I'm really looking forward to this. 2 very well-respected restaurant owners moving into a very good restaurant, Felice, over on the east side. So can't wait to see what they're going to be doing.
Congratulations. Changeover coming over in the next few weeks. Good story. All right, let's go to a beautiful spot, Stan Hewitt, the Holland Gardens, and they've always got some special things going on, especially with the holidays and just absolutely gorgeous surroundings. And what wonderful history, too, at Stan Hewitt, right?
Yeah, you nailed it on this, Bill. It's both beautiful and very historical. If you haven't been to Stan Hewitt Holland Gardens, this is the season to go. They always decorate for the holidays so tastefully and beautifully. It's really wonderful, both inside and out. The Manor House is themed this year to Gracious Gathering, so each room is themed with a different gathering, a lot of different themed Christmas trees, other decorations, and outside, more than 1.2 million lights are used in the decorations throughout the gardens. It's a self-guided tour. But in addition to that, on 4 nights, now that's going to be held over more than 20 dates over the next month.
Okay.
But also dinner and Deck the Hall is planned for 4 dates in December, the 2nd, 9th, 15th, and 16th. This is a buffet dinner in the Manor House Reception Hall. But then afterward, you can take a self-guided tour of the grounds and the gardens and take in the Deck the Hall holiday display theme. So really neat. The menu sounds great. Everything from sliced turkey with sage stuffing, apple cranberry chutney, chef carved ham, vegetables, candied walnuts, the whole nine yards.
Mm.
I've got, if anybody has any questions about any of the stories, they can email me at mbona@cleveland.com. But it really, Stan Hewitt is very historical. If you want to capture how life was among the very wealthy in the 1920s, especially, this is the place to go, and this is the time of year to see it, right in action.
We have friends that make it an annual thing at Christmas time, so think about it at Stan Hewitt. Good stuff. All right, one more I want to work in here. This weekend, a big event, the Brewers' Eve is set for Saturday in downtown Lorain. This is, they haven't done this long, second annual, I think, right?
Right, only the second annual one, and if you're jonesing for a beer tasting, this is probably going to be your last chance before the end of the year, held at the Shipyards. This is the refurbished state-of-the-art event center right along the Black River in Lorain. We've got a couple big beer fests coming at the beginning of next year in the first quarter, but this one, a little smaller, but really nice. A lot of local breweries. You'll get a Belgian-style glass as well when you go in. There'll be local musicians playing and just a lot of fun. So this is coming up from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Shipyards on Saturday, December 3rd, right around the corner, a Brewer's Eve. And there is no conflict for the Big Ten Championship game since, I know, unfortunately, to a lot of people, Ohio State is not going to be playing. So you can You can try a few good beers. They'll have a lot of different assorted beers from Christmas ales and many others. So a Brewer's Eve set for Saturday in downtown Lorain.
Good stuff, as always, from our buddy Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, writing about restaurants, beer news each and every week and each and every day, too. Follow him on Twitter at mbona30. All right, Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.